맞춤형 수능 영어 맛수 수능 유형 실전편 1강 유형 기출 맛보기
At some time in their lives, most people pause to reflect on their own moral principles and on the practical implications of those principles, and they sometimes think about what principles people should have or which moral standards can be best justified. When a person accepts a moral principle, naturally the person believes the principle is important and well justified. But there is more to moral principles than that. When a principle is part of a person's moral code, that person is strongly motivated toward the conduct required by the principle and against behavior that conflicts with that principle. The person will tend to feel guilty when his or her own conduct violates that principle and to disapprove of others whose behavior conflicts with it. Likewise, the person will tend to hold in esteem those whose conduct shows an abundance of the motivation required by the principle.
1. To make the process of internet shopping as attractive as possible, the actions required of the customer must be simple. There should always be a help option clearly displayed on the page, along with all the necessary information. Prices, including the exact shipping charges, should also be shown. By making purchases easy for customers, you will be encouraging them to give favorable reviews of your site in the future. On the internet, where word of mouth can be a powerful marketing tool, this is extremely important. Basic steps, such as these, can be the deciding factor between the life or death of an online business.
2. Have you ever had several hours of free time before going out but spent them lying in bed, only to suddenly have to rush around in order to leave on time? This is an example of the planning fallacy, in which people underestimate how long it will take to complete a task. In one study, psychology students were asked to predict how long it would take them to finish their senior thesis. Their average estimate was 33.9 days, while their average estimate for the worst-case scenario was 48.6 days. In reality, though, the average amount of time it took was 55.5 days. This study proved that the planning fallacy is a general tendency, not limited to a few individuals.
1. Hugh Hare, a professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, lost both his legs in a rock climbing accident at the age of 17. Now, he is working to help those with missing limbs through technology. More specifically, he is studying how our bodies use electronic signals in the nerves to move our muscles. This information is helping him design robotic devices that can replace lost legs. People who use these artificial legs will actually be able to feel the texture of the ground beneath them. Hare's ultimate goal is to do more than just repair injured bodies. The devices that he hopes to create could give people powers beyond their natural abilities. Hare's contributions to the field of robotics may someday help give mobility back to millions.
2. Neurons are the nerve cells that transmit messages between the brain and other parts of the body. They meet at the synapses. And as these synapses grow larger, signals pass more easily from one neuron to another. This process allows you to store memories. However, if all of your synapses grew to maximum strength, then you wouldn't be able to take in any new information. Researchers figured out that the brain deals with this problem by shrinking the synapses during sleep. They measured the sizes of synapses in the brains of mice and discovered that, in sleeping mice, synapses were 18 to 20% smaller. Through this shrinking process, we can forget unimportant information and make room for a new day's experiences.
3. Although sea turtles live in oceans, they lay their eggs on beaches, digging holes in the sand. Unfortunately, their nesting areas are being threatened by climate change. Rising sea levels from melting polar ice are causing many beaches to disappear. Extreme weather, another symptom of climate change, is also contributing to beach erosion. What's more, higher temperatures create hotter sand, which leads to fewer eggs hatching. Temperature also affects the sex of the babies that do hatch. The hotter the sand, the higher the ratio of females. In the short term, an increase in females could actually boost sea turtle populations. More females would mean more eggs being laid. However, as the number of males continued to shrink, sea turtle populations would likely drop sharply, possibly even resulting in the extinction of the species.